Resolved to protect our national interest.
Pakistan's top civil and military leadership finally appears succumb to US pressure after it announced the lifting of 7-month-old ban on supplies for US-led forces in Afghanistan. Islamabad shut down the vital land routes in November last year in retaliation to US airstrikes on Pakistani checkposts, killing 24 soldiers. The decision to reopen supply lines was taken at a high-level meeting of the country's Defense Committee of the Cabinet in the capital, Islamabad.
It was in Pakistan's interest to support a transition and the peace and reconciliation process in Afghanistan. To enable a smooth transition in Afghanistan, Pakistan should facilitate NATO, US, ISAF, drawdown at lower cost and through an efficient transit facility.
However, the government has decided not to allow lethal supplies pass through the country. The continued blockade of vital land routes has cost the US billions of dollars as it was compelled to use alternative means to keep the shipments going. Experts believe that Pakistan should have imposed additional transit fee on trucks carrying goods for US-led forces in Afghanistan.
We want that the allies should depart from Afghanistan as early as possible, which will be enabled if we let these routes open. However, this should not be on the terms and conditions which the United States is imposing upon us. Therefore, Pakistan should levy a high transit fees. Only then it should open.
In recent weeks, the Obama administration has exerted intense pressure on Pakistan to lift the ban. Pakistan has until now resisted the US demand, saying supply lines would be reopened only after Washington offers an unconditional apology. Hours before the top Pakistani leadership gathered in the capital, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said sorry for the last year's attack, but stopped short of offering outright apology. The late-night announcement by Pakistan to resume cooperation with the United States is likely to trigger a strong public backlash, as majority of the people in the country have long been calling on the government to pull out of the US-led so-called war on terror. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.